Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing, and there were a lot of things that stood out, including somebody we can talk about maybe later in the week, and Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione, but it did stand out when they were talking about Salvador Perez, because the line gold that stood out with it was not that Salvador Perez was going to be have his option picked up. J.J. Piccolo told us that last week as we were wrapping up the season, but instead mentioning the idea that Salvador Perez could be here for more than 1 year. He had said, at least the option, at least gold. Do you think that there's an extension for Salvador Perez coming? Because there's part of me that is interested because he hasn't fallen off yet and I want him to retire a Royal. But I also don't want him standing in the way of Carter Jensen eventually being a catch 100 game per season guy. I looked it up earlier in the year and Freddie Fermin, to his credit, when he was pitching, because they mentioned the Freddie Fermin role earlier in the year. Freddie Fermin was on pace to catch about 75 games for the Royals. So that's what we would expect if they're saying the Freddie Fermin role for Carter Jensen. And then Salvador Perez's numbers just ballooned because they traded him away. That's the part of the extension that kind of gets me. Does it make sense to keep two catchers all the time on your roster if you're not sure? That's what the Salvi extension part of it is. Do you want to keep Carter Jensen from being a full-time catcher for the next 3 years, 2 years?
I think he's young enough for 2 years that that's not a problem if he's splitting time.
What's he, 22?
His exact age, Carter Jensen, let's look it up. He is 22 years old. Okay. So, you know.
So he'd be 24 and become a full-time starter?
Yeah, he turns 23 in July, so halfway through the season. So he's a young 22 right now. And I think, you know, I heard it the same way you did yesterday, which was it's not so simple as, oh, we're just going to pick up his option. I think there's a real possibility. It's a two-year extension or something like that that appeases everybody. And I think there's still going to be realistic conversations about, you know, his role in terms of how much he's behind the dish. But especially early on next season, I think he'll be still behind the dish more than what they were pacing with when Freddie was here.
So don't think he'll catch 75 games, Carter Jensen, next year?
Not necessarily. I think as the season goes on, they will shift to that. But and what will be the first full year for Carter Jensen in the big leagues, I could see them initially not giving him the exact same amount of workload behind the dish as Freddie got at the beginning of the year, and then as the year goes on. But Salvador Perez has been at his best here recently when they haven't asked him to catch on a regular basis. It's kept him fresh. It's been a big reason why I think he's continued to perform at the level he has. But yeah, the Carter Jensen, Freddie Fermin role, I think it'll be similar. I wouldn't be surprised though the first month of the season if we see Salvi catching more than we saw Freddie catch. You know what I mean? The split will be different.
I once again asked some people of the organization, because I fear it from previous experience, there's not a single soul inside that organization that will even hint at the possibility that Carter Jensen would play at a position. So if you're thinking they're going to screw around and try to teach him left or right or first, no one I've spoken to inside the organization will give me any indication that that's even a thought process, an idea, a consideration. The phrase I heard from somebody was, he's a catcher. And that's not what they were saying necessarily about some of the other guys that were coming up at the time. And again, Vinny's so good, he has got a absolute lockdown on first base over Cags. They won't even guarantee Cags the spot. They're saying he's too good for AAA. He's dominated that and we're past it. And they're moving on to that. It's just the extension part worries me in the how long. This is like playing chicken. Salvador Perez very well might end up a Hall of Famer. And he's going to end up being essentially a lifetime Royal, whether he finishes his career 1 or 2 years somewhere else or not. You're playing age chicken and hoping that the wheels will never come off. And I know, I'm probably done predicting it in June when he goes for some 1-45 stretch hitting 219. I'll be like, whatever, it'll work itself out or it won't. And I'll talk about it after, and versus predicting that maybe Father Time has finally caught him. But genuinely, how many years are you going to keep trying to extend and hoping that it never, that age never catches up, Gold? It just feels like a risk, right? And you have a guy. Like, if you had no one, if it was just Luke Maley and, I don't know, whatever other AAA catcher they have, versus even Blake Mitchell, who they have, because that's the other part. Blake Mitchell is such an interesting, let's say they gave a two-year extension to Salvador Perez. Blake Mitchell's not, he might not even be 2 years away from the big leagues. So is that signifying your willingness to move him? Or is it you're saying 2 years from now, Blake Mitchell will come up and we'll put Carter Jensen in the Salvi role and Blake Mitchell, like, yeah, at some point, you have too many catchers.
They definitely have a luxury there that there's some options that they can utilize if they need to use assets to go acquire. I will say, you were asking me how old Carter Jensen is. Blake Mitchell's even younger, though. So
how old's he?
He doesn't turn 21 till next August. So,
oh, my God. He's a kid.
Yeah. He was
I'm just saying he's not that far away.
So even if it was 2 years, I mean, he's still 23, maximum 24. That's not crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're causing him to not get any time until he's 26, where you're like, okay, that's way too long.
Is it weird that because I see the top text 816, they've got to let Jensen develop chemistry with the pitching staff at some point. Is it weird that I care less about that now, knowing that half of the pitchers in baseball call their own game?
The pitch comm has changed it a little bit,
and now framing will matter. Not that it won't matter, but it'll matter less because people can still challenge stuff. Like, the chemistry between is not the same. Like, look, he's got to feel confident he can stand up and tell a pitcher that's the wrong pitch, but like,
yeah,
and talk to him. But and I'm not saying Salvi's not better at that. That'd be insane. But I mean, Salvi just came up and started catching every day. He had to develop a rapport. Like, he was catching pretty much from the beginning. So, I mean, it can work and does work sometimes. Largely, it's just, I don't want Carter Jensen's bat out of the lineup. He's going to be anywhere close to the 20 games I saw this year. And I don't know that yet, but if he's going to hit like that, I'm not going to want him taking a Wednesday off because Salvi's catching and it's a righty on or it's a lefty on the mound.
But don't you agree? Like, we've seen this play, especially under Q. I mean, that will sort itself out. I mean, if Carter Jensen is that special at the plate,
he'll DH every time.
They will find, like, eventually. Now, you could argue, like, how long did they wait too long to do it or whatever? Like, he will find, they will get that part sorted out, I'm confident. I mean, like, this year, the argument, of course, with the Jonathan India thing is they waited too long to move him out of the leadoff spot.
Yes.
So that would be your concern, fair. But at some point, if Carter Jensen is just consistently hitting, they will find a way to keep him in the lineup. Now, maybe not as quick as we all want. Maybe it won't be in April.
Did it with Adam Frazier. You know they'll do it with anybody.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, Adam Frazier, nobody thought he was going to play as much as he did. Even you and I, when we were obviously defending.
DJ Piccolo said it.
And he ended up, because he was hit, they had to keep him in the lineup. I mean, that happens. When someone's that hot and hitting that well, you're going to find a way to keep that guy in the lineup. I don't care. You'll figure the position stuff out.
How high on your offseason wish list, since the first step has already crashed, how high is acquiring Cam Devaney on your offseason wish list?
It's not on the list.
Reacquiring. Get him back.
You know what, though? Here, I'm going to say this. Depth. So it was more about Adam Frazier and the ridiculousness. This is not, like, it makes it seem like
you're anti-Devaney. No, I hope he has.
I'm
a
sure
nice
Cam
score.
Devaney is a very nice person and has worked his ass off to get to where he is. It was more about
the overreaction.
The reaction that people acted like trading for Adam Frazier, that they gave away a future Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was my whole thing. And obviously the rest worked itself out anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.